Hello, stargazing fans. Becky here, your host for another Under the Stars Shorts episode. We aim to show you something completely different in the sky each episode, usually just using your naked eyes. This week, however, if you have a pair of binoculars handy, you'll enjoy looking at this object using them. But first, a quick shout out to listeners who have found Under the Stars on Facebook and on Instagram and have got in contact with us. It is wonderful to know you're listening and suggesting others to do the same. So big hello to Jacinda, Rohan and Jacob, and thank you so much for getting in touch. It really did make my day knowing you're enjoying the podcast. This episode is all about the beautiful star-forming region of M42, otherwise known as Orion's Nebula, and can be seen between November and April in New Zealand. Last episode, we talked about Orion, or you might remember it better as the Pot. The Pot is basically the centre of Orion, the three belt stars that mark the base of the Pot. Above and right is the handle, and left and above is the other side. Now you'll need to look at the star to the handle to find our object today. You'll notice there are three stars in a row above the belt. We often call these the dagger or the sword of Orion. Imagine a small knife in the hunter's belt and you kind of get the idea. The centre star isn't actually a star at all. This is Orion's Nebula, or M42. Go ahead and take a look at it in binoculars. You'll see an illuminated fuzzy cloud. Now you might be wondering how these fuzzy objects were originally found. Now that story involves a Frenchman called Messier. Charles Messier was a French comet hunter. During his comet searches, Messier would often come across objects that didn't move against the background stars the way that comets did. So he made a list of these objects so that he and other comet hunters could quickly ignore them and continue their searches. These turned out to be pretty interesting. Nebula, galaxies, clusters, and supernovae remnants. Pretty interesting stuff. Now this list of annoyances, or not comets, are today known as the Messier objects. The not comet that we're talking about today was noted as Messier 42, or M42 for short. M42 is a fantastic example of a stellar nursery. This is where new stars are being born. Observations of the nebula have revealed approximately 700 stars in various stages of formation within this nebula, some are as young as just a million years or so. Stars form when clumps of hydrogen and other gases become contracted under their own gravity. As the gas collapses, the central clump grows stronger and the gas heats to extreme temperatures. If the temperature gets high enough, about 14 million degrees centigrade, nuclear fusion will begin in the core, and this forms a protostar. The protostar is born when it emits enough energy to balance out the gravity trying to push in on it. Typically, a cloud of material remains around the baby star. This cloud is the protostar's protoplanetary disk, where planets come from. Infrared observations show that dust grains in these protoplanetary disks are growing, which means these stars are on the way, on the path towards forming planetesimals, or baby planets. Once the protostar enters its main sequence phase, it's classified as a star. Now this nebula is a long way off, around 1500 light years away. Remember, this means the light left that baby star 1500 years ago in the past. The nebula, the cloud, is a massive 25 light years across. Is situated in the Orion Molecular Cloud Complex, which is a vast cloud of dust and gas located within the Milky Way galaxy. It contains a number of different nebulae, including the Flame Nebula, the Horsehead Nebula, the Running Man Nebula, and Barnard's Loop. This giant molecular cloud is around 240 light years wide, 1600 light years distant, and is almost as big as the constellation of Orion itself. The Orion Nebula is mostly composed of hydrogen, but contains some helium, carbon, and nitrogen and oxygen. It also has the distinction of being both a reflection and an emission nebula. This basically means it's being illuminated by the light from nearby stars, as well as being energized by radiation coming from within the nebula itself. This heats up the nebula's surrounding gas, causing it to glow. In fact, there are 8 star clusters associated with the Orion's Nebula, the brightest of which is mostly responsible for illuminating the whole of its surroundings, namely the Trapezium cluster. If you're using binoculars, you can see 2 bright stars of the 4 in this rectangle. This is the Trapezium. Messier 42 contains hundreds of very young stars. Some of these stars are less than 1 million years old, with protostars still being born in dense gas areas. M42 is home to about 700 stars in different stages of formation. The youngest and brightest members are believed to be less than 300,000 years old, and some of these brighter ones may even be as young as 10,000 years old. The Hubble Space Telescope has observed more than 150 protoplanetary disks, all within M42. These are systems in the first stages of solar system formation. Now, the universe is always changing, and so is M42. In about 100,000 years, most of this nebula will have gone, and instead it will leave behind a bright, young, open cluster of stars, surrounded by wispy gas, similar to the Pleiades, or the Seven Sisters. So head outside, take a look up at Orion, and see if you can find M42 for yourselves. Next episode, we'll be using the 3 belt stars of Orion to do some star hopping to find another star, the brightest star in the whole sky, Sirius. Thank you again for listening. Check us out on social media. We are UnderTheStarsNZ. We always love to hear that you're enjoying the show, so do send us a message and say hi. Now, until next time, see you later and goodbye.